Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us once again, Johan from Amon Amarth. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great to see you. Excited about this new album, Yom's Viking. It is coming out on March 25th. And your music already had a storytelling quality to it. Why hadn't you done a full concept album prior to this one?
Well, I think the main key was, well, we kind of always wanted to do it, but I think we never really had the perfect story to make a full album of it. And this time it just felt like it was a challenge we wanted to take on full on, because we've been talking about it for so long. So yeah.
And did you enjoy doing a concept album?
It was horrible, but it was fun as well. I mean, it was a good challenge. It was to complete the story was a nightmare, really. And then to translate that into lyrics was even harder. But once you got all the pieces together, it was very rewarding. So it felt really good.
Yom's Viking, the new album from Amon Amarth, comes out on March 25th. Here's another tune from it. A video for this one was released this week. The song is called At Dawn's First Light on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Johan from Amon Amarth is our guest on the show tonight. The new Amon Amarth album is called Yom's Viking. It comes out on March 25th. And it's a love story, something people might not associate with Amon Amarth. How did that challenge you as a songwriter?
There is a love story in the story. I think more than that, it's more like a story of not being able to let go, actually. Of the past, of stuff that happens to you, and how that eventually will kind of bring you down, you know. It's gonna lead to bad things if you're unable to let go of the past. But yeah, there is a love story in there, and I think it was important for the story to make it believable and understandable. So yeah, that's kind of why I decided to write that, and also I think it adds an extra dimension, especially where we have the female vocals come in, and where on A Dream That Cannot Be, which I think elevates the whole, you know, the album to a different level. It's something different, something we've never done before. And I thought the idea of doing it this way was really good.
I mean, going back to the idea of this being a concept album, now having, you know, done this and seeing what it's like, do you think you would do it again?
I guess you should never say never. But yeah, I mean, I can imagine doing it again. I think it has to be, I mean, this idea I kind of had for a long while, so. So writing the story was just a matter of getting started. But if I lyrically or story-wise have a good idea, you know, I could definitely see myself doing that again. We'll see.
Full Metal Jackie, Johan from Amon Amarth is with us on the show tonight. Coming up this hour, Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Gonna get to new music from Avatar next and more with Johan. Stick around. That was new music from Avatar. The song was House of Eternal Hunt. You can find it on their upcoming album, Feathers and Flesh, which comes out on May 13th. Full Metal Jackie, Johan from Amon Amarth is our guest on the show talking about Yom's Viking, their new album, which comes out next week.
Tobias from Vomitory played drums on Yom's Viking, but you're still actually looking for someone permanent. What's the most important thing you're looking for in a drummer?
I think there's no really most important thing. I think, well, A, they have to be able to play all the stuff, obviously. But I think equally important is that the person fits the group. Because we're not looking to get a hired gun, and, you know, we don't want to have to look for another guy, you know, a year from now or something. So it's important that we find the right person as well to be a permanent member.
And what does it take to be a member that fits in Amon Amarth?
I have no idea.
I mean, you guys all seem to hang out and get along.
Yeah, we do. I mean, it's a pretty tight-knit group, and I think that the most challenging bit, obviously, is that we literally live on top of each other for like 8-9 months.
So someone with good hygiene is first.
Good hygiene, yes. No, but a good personality in general, and, you know, easygoing, so, yeah.
It's Full Metal Jacket still to come tonight. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Gonna get to new music from Al Jorgensen's new project called Surgical Meth Machine. Coming up, Joss's weekly pick from the pit. We're gonna have Johan from Amon Amarth, our guest this evening, pick a tune. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jacket, Johan from Amon Amarth is our guest on the show tonight.
And again, we're talking about the new album. It's called Jomsviking, and it comes out on March 25th. How much of this album are you going to be playing when you tour in the U.S. In the next couple of months? Like, will you be doing the whole thing because it's a concept album?
No. That's an easy answer. We've been talking about, you know, possibilities, but I think to do the whole album would be, first of all, it would be difficult because, you know, one of the songs we need to have the female vocals there, and that's going to be hard to do if we're touring. But I think we're not really, I mean, that's not so important, you know. I think it's more important to build a good set with good songs, and the concept story is not like the key here, you know.
Do you think it's unfair when bands sometimes surprise their fans, like, we're gonna play our brand new album that you don't know back to back tonight?
That's not for me to say, really. You know, I personally wouldn't really do that. I mean, we did the Evening With show for Surda Rising, where we did play the whole album back to back, but then we came back and did like a 90-minute set after that, so with all the classic songs as well. So I guess you can't really compare that, but like playing the full album, you know, which is maybe an hour, and then, you know, squeezing in maybe three or four of the other songs in there, it's kind of, we wouldn't do that. I don't think so. I mean, at least we would announce that. You know, good time.
Of course, and not surprise people with that.
Yeah.
No, I've had that happen before. And I mean, I understand as a band, you want to promote your new album and get people into it. But as a fan, when you're going to see your favorite band, you obviously want to hear your favorite tunes and, you know, to hear a bunch of songs that you've never heard before. Like, when you haven't even really had a chance to, like, fall in love with them yet, is sort of not the same experience. And you'd probably have people just standing there with a blank look on their face as opposed to what they would normally do.
Could be the case, yeah.
Does that happen anyway sometimes?
Yeah, it does, especially when you bring out the old, really old stuff, you know. You have maybe three or four people in the crowd going, yeah, and the rest are like, what the f*** is going on?
It's Full Metal Jacket. Johan from Amon Amarth is with us. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also going to get some music from Baby Metal and Slayer and more. Full Metal Jacket, we've got Johan from Amon Amarth on the show with us talking about the album Jomsviking, which comes out March 25th. The album would make a great movie or miniseries. Are there plans to develop the story like that?
I wouldn't say plans. I mean, I did write the whole story as a movie script. And I did even send it to a guy who's kind of involved in the movie business, who works for a management, and, you know, to see what he thought. But I don't think it's ever going to happen, but...
Never say never.
Never say never. I mean, unless you send it out, you're never going to, you know. So, we'll see. I know that if you want to make it into a movie, you probably have to kind of scale down a couple of things and really tighten up the script a little bit, but that's the way it is.
Full Metal Jacket with Johan from Amon Amarth. Quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, plus music off the new Anthrax album, For All Kings, which had a top 10 debut, so congrats to those guys. It's all on the way. Stick around. Full Metal Jacket with Johan from Amon Amarth on the show.
Pick up the new album. It's called Jomsviking, and it's coming out March 25th. The band's going to be on tour starting in April. And what are some of your big plans for 2016, besides, I guess, a ton of touring, which you normally do?
It's touring. We're going to do a bunch of touring, obviously a bunch of festivals in Europe this summer, so... That's going to be a lot of fun. But, you know, we really look forward to going and heading out on the road again and meeting the fans, because, I mean, that's why we do this. This is, you know, playing the shows is what we love.
I have to say that one of the, like, my favorite Amon Amarth memories was seeing you guys bust out the Viking ship. And, like, who does that on a tour? I mean, that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we felt that we wanted to show... people here in America what we can do You know, we already started working with production in Europe many years ago, so we kind of felt that we should show people what we can do with if we have the chance. And doing that on the Mayhem Festival was the perfect opportunity. So
yeah, that was pretty awesome. Yeah. So what you're saying is you wanted to show the U.S. for the first time that you know you can do pre-production, but basically a Viking ship on stage is like everyday occurrence when you see you guys back home.
I wouldn't say every day, but you know we've had that on in Europe before, mainly on festivals. So, but we've done other production stuff. So, and this time there's going to be some more a different production for the tour, but it's going to be something different from what we normally bring on the tour. So it's going to be interesting.
Not a ship.
Not a ship. This
is it. A dragon.
I won't say.
Okay. We'll check out the band in the U.S. playing starting in April. Pick up Yom's Viking March 25th. And thank you so much for taking the time.
All right. Thank you very much.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.